Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here at Bye Guys, we want you to have amazing sex, which is why I can't wait to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing a little too soon. No prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex, guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Everybody at the office has been trying out Promescent. It has rave reviews. It's easy to use. People lasted longer and a little more confidence heading into the bedroom. So you can see what the buzz is about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all your sexual wellness products, from specifically formulated arousal gels to supplements and more in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So go to Promescent.com with no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once more, all you got to do is go to Promescent.com, that's Promescent.com, and they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. Try it out.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own Bye Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Keep the Bye Guys, nigga.
Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
What up, world? Gays, bis, lesbos, trans, non-binds, whatever you are, thank you for tuning in. Straights, the human race, thank you. We appreciate you. I'm excited today. It's your old pal Ian here, and I'm sitting next to the man, the myth, the legend, Zachy Meeks.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
I don't mean to suck my own dick, but can you please tell everyone what you just walked into? When you took your chair out, and it made me so happy, and it was just for me, but I really want to share
it. So, in the last episode with the wonderful Alex Scarlato and Kim Congdon, broad topics, check it out. We unearthed the fact that a fan sent us weapons, rainbow colored
self-defense
weapons, and Zach put it on my seat for me to sit on, and I almost did.
But I wrapped it around and had it facing up, so you would have sat on it point up.
Yes.
And it would have penetrated your butt.
Yes.
And absolutely. I was willing for him to do that for my entertainment only.
Yes.
It would have ruined the episode.
Totally.
I would have had to take an Uber with you to the hospital.
I mean, I would have gone to the bathroom first and really bloodied it up. And, you know, I think it would have been great. Let's redo it, and I'll sit on it.
It was really worth it to me.
Yes, it was. And I'm so happy that that happened, because we've already creeped out our guests, which I'm excited for. Let's introduce them.
Absolutely. One of them actually does clips for the show.
Yes.
The other you might know from Comedy Fight Club. We are joined by the wonderful Rebecca Kaplan and Max Marcus.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You guys might know him from the movie The Other Sister. That is a deep cut and very funny, and I've been waiting to say it for a half an hour.
Yes, and I want to thank you guys for coming here. I know you must have gotten jet-lagged from filming Love on the Spectrum in New Zealand, so thank you guys for making it.
We're going to have a lot of fun, guys. I appreciate you being here. Let's knock plugs out of the way, because let's to do those up tops. You want to hit that plug music? Rebecca,
what
do you
got?
Want people to get eyes on? Dates, social media, anything?
Yeah, you can follow me at Rebecca T. Kaplan on all platforms for just more of this. And I don't know, I guess to see show dates or whatever.
Fantastic, Max.
They can find me on Max Marcus Comedy and look up the podcast Sexy in the City. Demand it come back.
Oh, yes. Max used to be the producer on my Sex in the City Watch Along podcast that we burned into the ground. But Max was the little fun goblin producer that we really enjoyed having in studio.
I still am for other things.
Yes, yeah. You still are a little goblin, and I couldn't be happier. Sometimes I see Max walking his dog in my neighborhood, and I can't run home fast enough.
Speaking of goblin, Ian will be gobbling up cops in the goblin cities.
Nummy num nums.
Guys, just check me out. Insta Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show, and I'll be on the road. Just check my social media for dates.
Yes, IAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitch, and Twitter. Got a bunch of dates coming up. Saratoga Comedy Works, Saratoga Spring, New York. Soul Joel's in Royersford. Wisecrackers in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And then I'll be with the great Dave Attell at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle and Governors in Levittown. Check it out for all my social media for all tickets and dates. It's going to be a good time. And also,
Before we plug the show,
yes.
I think Soul Joel's is moving. Isn't it no longer the Dome in Royersford?
It's moving indoors.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be Royersford anymore.
Well, it's got to be. Because I don't know where else to tell people to go.
Soul Joel's. Look up Soul Joel's.
Soul Joel's, yes. And also, me and Sam Roberts have a Sopranos Watch Along podcast available on YouTube called Sopranos Prima Volta, which means first time. Which is such a cool little Easter egg. And watch along. I've never seen Sopranos. Sam's seen it 5 times. So we're watching the series, talking about it. I'm becoming more and more violently Italian. And also, speaking of Italians, Zach, I have met some Italian characters from my neighborhood that I've spoken to about coming on the show. And within 5 minutes of meeting this man at an Italian restaurant, he told me he found a dead body at work. And asked his girlfriend, he said, honey, I showed you the picture of the body, right? Tell him I ain't lying. And she's like, I saw the picture. So I really want to get him on the podcast.
100%. Where, of course, as we discussed, that is going to be an episode
yes.
of the Zach and Ian show.
Yes, where we're going to trick them.
Yeah, so we're thinking about having certain guests on the show who might maybe don't want to do a show called Bye Guys.
Yeah.
So, like, it's something we came up with some fake name, didn't we?
Yeah, I think, I mean, for now, we'll be Zach and Ian.
Like, yeah, but we had some type of, like,
fun time with Zach and Ian.
Yeah, something. I don't know. Just being with Zach and Ian.
Yeah.
There we go.
I also am writing a show called Being Ian.
Oh, good.
Just, you know, me being Ian.
Flicking the bean with Ian.
Flicking the bean with Ian.
If you guys love the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code GUYS. Get yourself a 7-day free trial. So not just this program, but all the other great shows on the network. You can go to podcastmerch.com, get yourself a hoodie, hat, long sleeve, tank top. And then, you know, if you're on iTunes, Stitcher, whoever you consume your podcasts, give us a good review and a rating and a review. And then also, same for YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube page. Comment. Be nice to us. Positive comments only.
Dude, we got a ton of positive feedback, and I really appreciate it. And
yeah, it's
some
very
people,
nice.
Some people are negative, but they're just projecting because they're not happy with themselves.
Did you realize there's a guy that made a Twitter just to yell at us about our lifestyle habits?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
A guy made a Twitter this month just to tell me to lose weight and for you to eat better.
Me to eat better?
Because of your pooping problems.
Oh. So maybe he's made
what's
it
called?
To help us.
What?
Do you know what his...
Hold on. I screenshotted it.
I want to see if I can find it.
Maybe he's doing it to motivate us into
no,
healthier lifestyles.
No, he's pretty mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't want to say it on the air.
Oh, no.
But
it wasn't supportive.
I'm showing it to Ian. And these are his only 3 tweets.
Dude, that's awesome. Shout out that guy. You're the man, dude.
That's psychopathic behavior, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He should just do it from his own.
Yes.
To make a Twitter just to be mean to, like...
Incredibly, nice, silly, fun guys.
I'm the sidekick on the sidekick's show of the guy that runs the network. I'm a sidekick's sidekick.
You're a sidekick squared.
Yeah. and you've reached the point where you need to make a new Twitter to bother me,
yeah,
your life blows, dude.
Yeah, and you care enough about my intestinal tract system to tell me to eat better to get rid of my IBS?
Well, Ian, you do shit nonstop.
I do, yeah, it is a problem.
It's all right.
Things really go through
I've come
me.
To accept you.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. It's, you know, in the confines of a relationship, it's gross to be like, I gotta shit, I gotta poop. So in my house, we say, I gotta go make. Or we say, I gotta
worse.
Have a BM.
That's way worse.
And I'm also getting a pajama set. So I'm turning
with
into
flaps
an old
on
man.
The bottom?
I already have one. It's called a union suit. I already have one of those. But you think make.
My chick's a preschool teacher, and when she'll go, I have to go potty, and it makes my skin crawl.
Oh, gross.
I could not hate it more.
Gross.
You guys are a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the shitting policy?
I mean, it's we're in a studio, so it's always very known.
Yeah, it's where we record a podcast. Where do you guys
no.
live?
We don't live together. I have a place on the Upper East Side. I got a COVID deal on a studio.
Nice.
And I've worked every day this week, like crazy hours on a TV show.
Uh-huh.
So she's just been there without me, basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, please.
I think our biggest bathroom fight so far is that I believe there should always be at least one book in the bathroom. And
totally.
Max disagrees.
I don't disagree. It's that there's not space for it. So it's just on the floor.
Yeah, but they make floor book holders for bathroom books.
Yeah, really? But we don't have one of those. So it's just physically on the floor.
I like, why don't you put it in the toilet tank?
There's not one of those either.
Oh, you just have a lever?
Yeah.
Well, I think you should get a shelving unit and do it. I'm Team Rebecca on this one. And I like the old school aspect of reading rather than looking at the phone.
Yeah.
And also, if we could get someone to go into my jacket in the back of my windbreaker, I have the perfect toilet reading book that I would love for you to bring in. Alex, you're the best. Now, do you fart in front of each other? How long have you guys been together?
Like 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty fresh.
Pretty yeah. fresh. Are you guys comfortable enough to do that? And would you be willing to do it right now?
Dude, what if he just turns into dice and he goes, oh, man, when I fuck her in the ass?
No!
You just nutty Professor Max.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And I'll shit myself on the show if it gets me, if people like me.
Please. Yes. Okay. This is the perfect bathroom reading book. And this is who I'm turning into.
Okay.
It is Italian Without Words. It's how to speak Italian with your hands. It is.
Well, I mean, you're going to take the book out. You have to give us examples.
Okay. Hold on. Let's buy one. Ready? Okay. We won. You're a brown noser.
That's you've not where a, I thought that was going.
You've got a thick head. Hold on.
Your mother's mustache is on fire.
You're not worth spit. You dance like a fool, and he looks like a little marionette.
Where's the symbol for blacks moved into the neighborhood?
You shit in your hand. You're a hoodlum. That's very nice they're using that
yeah,
word.
That was pretty, yeah.
Well, you got to translate some of them. You got to do some.
What?
Yeah, translate you got to do them, Ian.
Oh, here.
For
here.
This audio podcast.
Yeah, here, hold on. Hold this. Here's You're a Hoodlum. I'm going to be doing this a lot on the fucking One Train.
What's this?
This is to say that I live
the
in Williamsburg.
The way over.
Oh, fuck. He was a good man. You put your head over your heart. Threats. Oh, there's some threats. I'm warning you. Look at him. Look at him goes, I want to make something of it. Look at that. Italians are so fucking stupid.
They're the dumbest
I can't
version
wait
of creature.
To only speak with my hands. This is sign language for retard.
Whatever.
And this is what you read on the toilet?
Out of the water. And like it went one direction to become mammals and then people. I feel like something else went the other way. And that's Italians.
Oh, my God. Dude, these are just like, this is, I'll twist your neck. I'll choke you. I'll slit your throat.
That's just Italian parenting.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, and it has it in Italian, too. Here's cheers to 100 years. Salute a cinacini.
I hate Italian so much.
Men, women, and love. What a hunk. Ready? C'è bel peso di uomo.
I hate it.
Hey, Zach. C'è bel peso di uomo.
Fungul.
Well, I still don't. I think that it's just a cover. I feel like you're just Jewish and pretending to be Italian to
What's
throw
that,
people
you
off.
Fucking Fanuc. Yeah, I do have some Jew in me.
Yeah,
it's because an Orthodox man is fucking me right now. Oh,
you're getting evicted.
You're a hoodlum.
All right, I want to talk about some of these stories, Monfrey, and I think we should definitely play Guess the Butthole today.
Yes.
If that's okay with our guests.
Dive deeper into this love story.
Oh, yeah. How'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
Just Instagram. It's not even. We just started talking on Instagram.
How?
Who DM'd? You DM'd her?
Yeah. And it was just...
What'd you say?
I don't remember. I think it was just liking videos. And then I brought her on my podcast, which doesn't exist anymore, and just complimented the
Did you make up a podcast so you get some posts? Yeah.
No, I don't know if that would have worked.
Big Dick Pod with Max.
Yeah.
Fucks good with Max Marcus.
Yeah, and then we started dating, and I was like, so I don't need to do the podcast anymore. So I quit that.
Oh, wow. So what was your DM to her?
I don't remember. I think it was just... Do you remember?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think it was just... liking the videos. She just posted a lot of videos in the pandemic.
Oh, word. What videos did you post?
I did a lot of, like, song parodies.
Oh. Can we pop one up on the screen?
Yeah, what's one you would recommend?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did a weird, I did the Barbie World song, but, like, about plastic bags.
All right, while we're in the booth, if you could try and find that.
We also did... What was it?
We could take him a minute to find it again.
Yeah.
The milkshake one with the Beanie Babies.
Yeah, they're on my Instagram if you look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that and you were like, I gotta have her.
Yeah. Wow, this is...
She must be mine.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
must be mine. I love it. How old are you two?
I'm 27.
And here, Rebecca?
Sure. What?
Kat.
How old are you?
Oh, I'd rather not say. I'll be as young as I can get away with.
Oh.
All right, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
It's legal for you to be here, though, right?
No.
What?
Max is my legal guardian. Anyway.
By the way, I don't know if she's kidding.
Neither do I.
Weird.
Yes.
All right, let's see this kid's plastic bag video.
All right.
Hey, plastic. I heard you've been polluting stuff and stuff. I like it when you do that. That's real cool. I'm a plastic bag in a grocery. I'm immortal. We all chortle. Put me in a tree and I will never degrade. I'll never leave you because I will outlive you. Come on, plastic, you're so nasty. Ooh. Hey, plastic.
So you were just home beating off. Going, hey, you know what? I gotta shoot my shot before some other Romeo steps in and steals this from me.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you think about plastic, but what do you think about latex?
Not a fan.
Oh my god.
I'm allergic to it.
So, which one's Fievel and which one's Stuart Little?
Oh, I'm Stuart Little all the way.
Hey, gang. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Blue Chew. You guys know Blue Chew. They've been making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. It is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Their tablets help men achieve a harder, stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Here's how it works. It's an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done online. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform with the person you love, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. You get to try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GUYS at checkout. All you pay is the $5 shipping. So that's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, and you're going to get your first month free. Thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now let's get back into the show.
Nice. What were you guys' first date?
Matt had to pick her up from school. Max had decided permission slip for her to go on a field trip.
Yeah.
He was her chaperone at a dance.
We went to Union Square and just like walked around, and there's like whatever. The markets were there. We just like hung out around the park.
Oh, so it was during... Oh, the markets. Yeah, I thought you meant the Christmas market.
No.
Oh, the daytime markets.
Yeah, the daytime markets, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so this has been also just whatever. Started in COVID, so that was also... not as much to do.
Right. And you're a comedian, Rebecca?
Yeah.
She was actually really good. I judged her in Comedy Fight Club. She was really good.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I awkwardly came up to you after, and I was like, hey, I edit your podcast, and I don't think you really responded, possibly because you didn't hear me, which is
I probably didn't. I apologize if I was rude.
No, I'm sorry.
So when wait, so you do our videos?
Yeah.
Chop up the clips. Caption them.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a killer job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to start to say, I'm going to request clips to make.
I like that.
Yeah.
Which clip is it going to be from this episode?
Nothing so far.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really going to have to dig deep.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the plastic bag song.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, the legally binding commentary you were giving on your relationship.
No, I think, see... I feel like Rebecca could be older than we expect,
yes,
or younger, and she's just playing it close to the vest so that people keep guessing.
Yeah. Also, you know,
she's looking for an upgrade. She's looking to get rid of this bozo.
Yeah, totally.
And she just wants to keep her options open to both pedophiles,
yes,
and young go-getters.
Yes. I mean, Halloween's around the corner, so Max, your time is limited. She's going to be doing what she can to get that candy.
All right, so let's look at today's story. I'm looking at scientists built an AI to give ethical advice, but then it turned racist.
Oh, I read about this.
I read about this as well. Have you guys seen
this?
Yeah,
I saw that one too.
Yeah, it was just Anthony Kumi doing robot voice.
So tell us a little more about the story, Alex.
Okay, so they basically ask this thing basic questions, and it comes back with it's right or it's wrong. So, you know, is it okay to eat at a restaurant and then leave without paying? It's wrong. But then they moved on to sort of racial things because that's, I guess, what everybody's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And when it asked...
Should you tip at a restaurant?
Should you play your music loud in public?
So when the AI entered, you know, they entered a white man walking towards you at night, the AI responded, it's okay. And then when they entered a black man walking towards you at night, the AI responded, it's concerning.
I know AI stood for actual intelligence. Arbitrarily Italian.
So it also has this function that allows it to compare whether situations are more or less morally acceptable than each other. And it did say being a white man is more morally acceptable than being a black woman.
Morally acceptable?
Morally acceptable.
What does that even mean?
It means as a black woman, you're more likely to be on Maury.
Rebecca, thoughts?
I don't know. I don't think we should try to make robots, decide morals, because then they're going to try to replace us.
Yeah.
Rebecca, as a robot.
It also has the opinion that...
they have robot dogs, but I've never seen a robot mouse.
Being straight is more morally acceptable than being gay.
Yeah, well, that's just, you know, common knowledge.
Yeah, so... this AI knows what's up, you know?
Wow.
Now, what is the AI? Did it say what the AI's information is based off of?
Yeah, what's the algorithm? Fucking going to Sheepshead Bay?
Didn't it just like look at the, they just like showed it the internet and they it just ran with it?
Natalie?
They shouldn't have started it at Gas Digital.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just bugged the studio.
Yeah.
It doesn't really say what the inputs were. I'm sure it was wildly complicated if it's able to be asked things like, is donating to charity good? It's like, it's probably just a whole bunch of rights and wrongs in there, like objective ones, but
it's probably based off, because like when you take like classes in like logic, it doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It just means like more likely or like based on the situation. Right. So I can understand, I think, where like it's just basing it off of like,
yeah, what I don't it think knows. It's not making decisions. Racist.
It's not a racist robot. As funny as that would be.
So what happened? I'm sorry. It is at the bottom of this article.
Thank you.
It was based off of Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Jesus Christ. You're really fucking burying the lead there.
Yeah, come on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's from the Reddit r/amianasshole and the subreddit r/confessions, as well as the subreddit Dear Abby, which is an advice column.
Okay, then you know what? This is the most sensible robot of all time.
Yeah.
The fact that it didn't open with the N-word, this robot's really pretty couth.
Wow, I really have hope for the future. That's insane that they just crowdsourced Reddit for an AI, and they're like, what do you know? The robot's racist. Going to just a cesspool of commenters. That's crazy.
Well, what subreddit do you think made it the most racist out of those? I think it was Dear Abby.
I think it's probably Am I the Asshole.
Am I the Asshole, yeah.
That's a tough one. When you go through some of those, dude, I was just, me and my chick were reading one, and if this wasn't a troll job, this chick must be such a fucking retard. It was that her husband has a stressful job. People figured out in the comments he's a cop. And so he's seeing two therapists, and she said that his therapists require him to have 4-hour sessions twice a week.
What?
In their bedroom locked. And she's not allowed to come in and out of their bedroom during the sessions. And that she walked in during one and he shut his computer quickly. And she goes, am I the asshole? And everyone's like, no, he's cheating on you on the computer, you moron.
Jesus Christ.
And the way it was worded to this day, I can't figure out if this was a brilliant troll job to like infuriate women on the am I the asshole thing, because she just played it so straight, or if it was real, and this is a woman that married a cop, so it was insane that she still thought it was therapy.
What a naive kook.
I've met more than one person at this point who has more than one therapist, and you're not supposed to do that, right?
Not at all. I had more than one therapist because my original one changed practices. So in the interim, she hooked me up with another one. And when I went back to the original, I was still seeing the second. And I said, look, I'm seeing blah, blah again. She goes, well, this is going to be your last session. It's not a good idea to have two. I was like, oh, fair enough. I didn't like you anyway. So it worked out. I know someone that has two therapists and they just use them to co-sign their behavior.
Yeah. I feel like that's got to be why you have that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who was the two therapists that I was just talking to.
We just did our podcast.
Did we?
Yeah. Last week.
You're right. Oh, that's who it was. Makes sense.
Clocks.
Do you ever do that where you have a conversation with someone and for the life of you, you can't figure out where it came from?
And then it's always from a podcast.
Yeah. I am having a hard time disseminating between conversations, podcasts.
For me, it's podcasts I'm on, podcasts I've listened to, or conversations I've had are all a blur now.
Yeah.
And I will repeat something I said on another show.
Yes.
Like it was a conversation I had with a real person in real life.
Yeah.
My life is just a blur of awful conversation.
It truly is.
The thing I do the most is just I'll tell someone something like it's a new information. Like, did you know this? And they're always like, I'm the one who told you that. That's my main thing. Yeah.
You hit the racist AI with something. It's like, yeah. No, I told you that.
Yeah, exactly.
How close are you guys to running out of things to tell each other? Are you running out of stories?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think there's still random shit.
Do you guys have inside jokes?
Yeah, and then also just probably a lot of nonverbal sounds. Just like it gets it gets pretty autistic pretty quick.
Like what?
Yeah, like that. I don't know. Are there any other jokes?
What, inside jokes?
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head.
What are some inside sounds you guys make? And what do you make, Max?
I just have copied them. So it's just, and I just
absorb stuff. Okay, so talk to each other in sounds.
Like, That's like it.
Keep going. She was into
it. Hey, I have a sound.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I have a sound. 911. Well, me and my gal do that with certain words. Like I said on the last one, one of my repeat one of my repeater words has been ivermectin. So I go, ivermectin. She goes, ivermectin. And it's like a call and response.
Yeah. Okay, I get that then. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's almost like a soothing type thing in a way.
Yes, completely. I have words me and my wife mispronounce because we watch a special needs person's YouTube channel all the time. and he says things wrong. And one of them is there's a video of him in a park and he gets distracted by swans, but he keeps calling them swamps.
What channel is
that? So what do you guys
I can't
do?
Share it. It's not popular. It's a person I know who Ian knows too, who he's not going to say any details about. Ian?
Wait.
Yes, it's who you think it is.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and they have videos where they're in the park and they get distracted and then they just watch swans for like 15 minutes. And they keep going, beautiful swamps.
Wait, hold on, write it down. Because I'm thinking of someone else. We know way too many people that would this description fit. Alex Scarlato.
I'm so sorry to people that I can't share this. If you watch my stream on Midnight Spook Show, I have snuck some of his videos in there.
Oh my god, I wish we could play them so bad right now.
Oh, it's all I want to do.
It would really be a silver bullet.
And there's another one. The same person made a video of them pretending to order a pizza, but by the end of the video, it was apparent that they had never ordered a pizza or made a phone call. And when they think, hello, Domino's Pizza, and they order a pizza completely wrong. Like, they go, what flavors for the pizza? Which no one has said ever. And at the end, he goes, how much for the price? And every single time me and my wife buy something, one of us will go, how much for the price?
Oh, God, I love it. That's fun. No, that's a team-building exercise.
The funniest. And we'll put, her whole family has watched this guy's entire YouTube.
That's incredible.
And it is my joy in life.
I love it.
Does he have a lot of videos?
He has so many. He has so much. This man is a content creator.
Nice.
God, I wish I could share more. Let's move on to something else before I out this poor fucking Momo.
Okay, I want to get back to you guys and the noises. Yeah. Now, Rebecca, the noise you made kind of sounded like a cat, maybe. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do cat play or like, is this part of a bigger umbrella of play?
Not yet.
Because I can imagine you guys dress up and stuff.
No, but I can wear her clothes. I can just fit in all her clothes.
Do you wear her clothes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
I'll wear her shorts.
Oh, yeah. But you're not going to wear like her halter top?
Probably not, no.
No.
No, it's more just the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I've requested that you not wear them because I only have like 3 pairs of shorts. So
why do you hold on. You say to him, Max, I don't want you to wear my shorts and I'll be Max.
Well, he asked if he could wear them to an open mic, and I was like, no, they're my yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we can wear each other's clothing, but you know, I don't want him to like ruin my clothing. So,
I'm getting like a cat girl vibe though. Would you wear like cat ears or something?
For Halloween, sure.
Oh, okay.
Great news, fans. You guys know Yo Kratom. Well, they just launched Yo Delta. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where Delta 8's legal, it is time to stock up and party all summer with our buddies at Yo Delta. What's Delta 8? Well, it's something found in weed that can be legally shipped nationwide. It gets you high. They do vapes. They do gummies. They sent them to us. And goddamn, do they work. It is potent. And listen, if you're living in a state where weed's not legal yet, you can order this to your house. There's no creepy dude that has to come over, bother you and your friends, try and F your chick. No way. Get YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that'll get you high. So that's YoDelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. And let's get back into the program.
Yeah, because Max is a little freak. I can imagine he'd be like, wear this latex outfit or whatever.
Yeah. Max, what's your fetish that you haven't told Rebecca about yet?
Just want to get the shit kicked out of me.
Really?
No.
Oh. No. I can do that right now. I'll beat the piss out of you.
I like to get the shit kicked out of me on podcasts. That's that's
perfect. Let's do it.
What's hey, like? If you need to get the shit kicked out of you, come to this studio and make one wrong turn. Skip a block.
Yeah. There was a shooting a couple weeks ago.
I've been working on Beat Bobby Flay as a PA, and I had to go on a run. And there was, I couldn't go to Party City because there's just an active crime scene there. And the cops were just like, really had to explain it to me like 20 times. Like, dude, the Party City's closed. You can't go in there. And I was like, but it closes at 9. And they're just like, no, it's closed now because so many people were shot. They like had to block.
Was it? It was a block party city.
It was a block party. it was Atlantic Ave. It was like right by the Barclays Center. It was that Party City.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
And I think it was a lot of people, because I don't think they closed down the streets for, like, one person getting shot.
Gotcha, yeah. Wow. Rebecca, what do you like in Max?
It's
about two fingers.
No, I don't know. I like that he compliments me a lot. That's, like, a nice... if you go back and listen to that podcast episode that he referenced, it's just like an hour of nonstop compliments.
About you?
Yeah.
Wait, so you made a fake podcast?
You did my podcast.
Which podcast?
MaxCast.
Right. So
it was a real podcast.
Yeah, he just has stopped doing it since.
Oh, and you dedicated a whole episode to talk about her.
No, he had her on. She was on the podcast. She came on as a guest.
Oh, and you complimented her the whole time.
And he shot a shot.
Oh, that's nice. What were some of the compliments?
Mostly about the videos, like just how they were funny and just just liking her comedy.
But it wasn't like, you have beautiful eyes.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Max, what do you like about Rebecca?
She's just funny and she's I don't know. It's just it's fun to be around her.
Aww.
Yeah.
I like that. What are some other noises you guys do?
Oh well, I brought home a dry erase marker. And what sound did you make?
Yee.
Oh, yeah, the dry erase marker sound. What
awesome.
The fuck's happening?
That's awesome. I fucking love it.
What is this nonsense?
You two are the fucking...
Oh, no, it's very enjoyable.
You were
I'm enjoying this very much.
Yes.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
It was the fact that she had... she had it in the chamber. Oh, yeah, but yeah, you went, what's the dry erase marker?
That fucking rules.
Oh, keep going. Well, I think some others. Come on.
Yeah. I think that's well, that's not just, that's not the dry erase marker sound, but it's like the, I don't know, the happy surprise sound.
So, and what's that?
That's the E.
E.
And what's like a angry noise? And how do you respond, Max?
I'd be like,
That's awesome.
All right, let's, what cartoon did you guys bond over?
Yeah. What anime did you guys fuck to?
Yeah, which episode of My Little Pony?
Yeah.
No, what did we watch? We haven't watched it. I've just got her to watch Avatar The Last Airbender, but that's the only one we've watched. I don't know what we've watched you.
But when did you guys discover that you were both into sounds?
I think she always was, and then I just mimic things. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And that's nice, you feel comfortable enough around him to do that.
And it's nice for you to share with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. When I said I was like that, Max is my legal guardian, it's not necessarily about the age.
What's it about?
Well, I'm alluding to a thing that I won't say out loud. Anyway, it doesn't.
Do you want to write it on a piece of paper?
It's just, she makes the same videos as your friend.
I'll fucking write it. A U
B. Wait, is it a legal guardianship in terms of papers were signed?
No. Oh. No, nothing's been signed.
No, just they wrote an X.
Wait, I'm slow on the uptick. What do you mean? Can you?
Don't
worry about it. You don't. Please don't.
Oh, it's okay. What Zach was writing.
Yeah,
about.
I don't want.
Word. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I was joking though.
No, it's okay. We're all fucking around. Okay. Don't worry, honey.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. I want to talk about this. Man selling catalytic converter.
Oh yeah.
Facebook. Busted by cops over alleged meth in photo. Now, listen, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes you post a picture and you don't clear all the drugs out of the frame.
Yes.
It's happened, let's say, maybe to me and my friends.
Oh, boy.
You know, you gotta maybe move the rolled up bills out of the picture of the hotel room for when you did a gig in Atlantic City. Because you were so excited they got us a suite. Let's see this picture. Let's see. Tell us about the story and let's see the picture.
Can I just say real quick, show the pic. Okay, so you know the Alec Baldwin thing?
Mm-hmm.
So the news media is such fucking dumb morons that I guess someone made a tweet that was like, I was on set, blah, blah, blah. And these journalists message this guy and they're like, do you have any pictures or whatever? He goes, well, I took this picture of the bullets. And it was pictures of earplugs on a table and the guy's nuts were in the frame. And the journalist was like, this is great. Can I credit you? And then he sent another one to Ian Miles Chong that was like, you're fat and Chinese and dumb. Written on a piece of paper upside down. His balls are in the picture. And it was like another like fake whatever. And he was like, this is great. Do you mind if I share this? Like, you can't do the cursory research of just using your fucking eyes. The guy's nuts are in the frame. I'm like, this is perfect. Wow, I got the scoop. All right, show it out.
Let's see it, baby.
Okay, so this guy posted this photo.
Oh, that's a lot of drugs.
He posted this photo on Facebook Marketplace where somebody turned him into the police. And when they arrived at his house, they found 48 grams of meth, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And as well as a pistol that was also illegal.
Now, I gotta say, I think this guy, and maybe I'm wrong, you guys can tell me, I think this guy was really trying to sell meth.
Yeah. And, oh, and catalytic converter was like a code?
And the catalytic converter was just kind of get people to look at it, but the meth is in the picture so that people contact him about buying all the meth that's in the photo, right?
The meth feels very featured in this picture.
Yeah, bring it up, because it's not like it was in the reflection of something. It's framed in.
It's also kind of more focused, and there's also a spoon and a needle, which usually doesn't go with meth.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah, it does. Fucking shooting meth?
Oh, I thought you must have just smoked it.
Bang, bang. You've done meth, right?
No.
No?
Oh. No, I've never done meth.
Do you guys do drugs together?
Not really.
No?
No. No. Just like maybe a little bit of weed, but that's like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you smoke weed a lot anymore?
No. Good, I don't even smoke you. That much anymore, no.
Last time I saw you in the train, you were tooted and zooted.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Good for you. You used to be a little druggy guy, and you're not anymore. That's great.
Yeah, no, not that druggy anymore. I'll still do most drugs.
Right.
If given the opportunity, but like, you know, I might go get a chocolate bar with shrooms.
Yeah, but there's no high like Spectra pussy. Yeah.
Dude, actually, Max has a great joke that I love about, what's your jockey joke?
Oh, that, I've never been on a horse, even though I have the size and drug habits of a jockey.
I like that.
Yeah, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Max is also a good writer. You do this, like, parody basketball writing, right?
Yeah, I haven't done, that kind of stopped with the pandemic. Mm. It just kind of, the whole magazine or whatever it was, the website, just they stopped doing stuff because of that. But yeah, I did a lot of parody basketball stuff.
Yeah. And I don't like basketball, and I read it and I thought it was still funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I did one. It was like,
wow, this podcast is really turning into what you did to Rebecca and I'm doing to Max.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait
to see how it fuck works. You and make it sounds. <I know.
laughs> Hey, baby, when you're gonna come, go.
Yeah.
You guys fucking must sound like a Three Stooges bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, wise guy. My clit's to the left, Chowderhead.
That fucking just sounds like two car alarms going off.
Let's play Guess the Butthole.
Alright, let's play. Are you guys cool with this? We're going to show buttholes. You guys.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to look at buttholes and guess if it is a man, a woman, or trans. Is that okay with you guys? We don't want you to make it uncomfortable if you don't play.
Do you want to play?
I don't know. I don't look at pornographic images, but I guess if you
don't
you
look
wanna,
at porn,
it's not porn. It's just the human body.
Okay. Sure. Whatever. Although I think that all butts look the same. No
You'd
matter.
Be surprised.
I think well, no, I meant
point. That's kind of the point of the game.
I just meant that you can't. There's low variation of butts are spread equally among all sexes.
Kim. Hell yeah.
Oh, all crazy glue Congdon's here.
Crazy glue Congdon gonna be the glue of the episode. You wanna play some Guess the Butthole?
Are you guys pulling out buttholes right now?
Yeah, you wanna play?
Fuck yeah.
Yes. You know, dude, you're the best, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I love
welcome.
You, Kim.
Now you can glue your... Should I be over here?
Yeah, or you guys have to pass mics to the right if she wants to go to that seat.
Yeah, here, take my
Maybe
seat.
Maybe just switch chairs?
Kim got me crazy glue because my lighter cover, the turquoise, fell off. Kim's a ride or die. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Kim, these are our guests. This is Max Marcus.
Hello.
And Rebecca Kaplan. They date and...
and Rebecca, fuck.
And fuck.
Okay.
And make noises.
They make noises.
What do you mean?
They communicate through noises.
Let me see.
Well, now I don't want to do it again.
Oh.
Yeah, come on. They're not dancing monkeys.
Yeah, no.
All right? They're wonderful comedians, and they have our respect.
Yes.
No comedian gets respect.
You earn Let's, respect.
Come on.
No, but when you're in a relationship, do you ever have, like, little in-jokes or, like, noises or stuff?
Yeah, I mean,
partner?
I feel like I have different jokes with every boyfriend that I have.
Mm.
And honestly,
mostly about the last boyfriend?
Yeah. And honestly, some of them transfers over. Like, I know Alex speaks now regularly in a language that me and the guy I was dating in Florida.
I hung out with them once, and I got hooked into their language. It's very sweeters.
What language?
Like I could say, like, if I wanted to say, like, if you did something sweet for me, I'd go, aw, he's very sweet.
Him very nicer.
You'd have to say it like that.
That's yeah. really gay.
You think it's ever not gay?
Yeah,
no language that couples
baby talk's always
is
gay.
That's that you're the whole proud
point of.
Yeah.
of being in a relationship is being gay together.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's just your definition of gay.
Yeah.
Like, it was cute. I liked that ex. It was he was great.
You yeah, guys had... your little language is
yeah, you comparatively.
Your little language is your version of their beep-bopping and booping.
Where'd you guys meet?
Well, I think just through Instagram, really. I messaged her on Instagram. We've probably met at some point just over the years, just
how
at mics or shows.
How long have you been
shows.
Together?
Six months.
6 months. She was making videos during the pandemic, and Max was liking them. So he had a yeah. podcast, and he hit on her the whole time, and then now they're dating.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you guys live together?
No, we don't.
Do you guys say I love you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's I'll get so down cute. To the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Who? So you hit on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you met each other's families?
A little bit. She's met my dad. I don't think you've met my mom yet.
Who's and, crazier?
Of my parents?
No, of yeah. you two.
Oh, probably me.
Really?
I like that.
Why?
I don't know. Just I don't know. I just think there's like more probably craziness to me with anger or whatever.
Anger?
He hits her. Yeah. That's what I wanted to get to.
Little Maxie gets angry?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She's just building him up to kill her mother who has Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah. Max just bought her a fucking camper. They're going to go take a tour of the yeah. United States.
You want to go to Wyoming?
All right, let's play some Guess the Butthole. Kim, right. You know how this works, right?
I know how buttholes work.
We're going to look at buttholes and we're going to guess if it was a man, a woman, or a trans person. We're going to go around the table and we're going to see who knows their butts. You guys got a theme song queued up?
Guess the butthole. Is it man? Is it woman? Is it trans? Do you see how wide it stands? Time to guess the butthole.
All right, let's see some butts. This is the classic game, Guess the Butthole. A stalwart of the Bye Guys podcast. We're going to look at some assholes and tell if it's a man, a woman, or a trans person. Or, you know what? Throw any other guess in there you want. But it'll yeah. be a human.
Yes.
So, let's see it. All right.
Oh, we are hitting it off.
All right. This is pretty rough. Very pink in the middle and gets darker, much like a Neapolitan ice cream.
You know, I have no idea what my own asshole looks like.
No.
We'll tell you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Sure.
I bet.
Confirm.
Oh, yeah. I bet you have, like, a little mole near it. Like a little beauty mark.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people look at it during sex. I am aware.
Eh. But you've never looked at... I've looked at my own butthole. Have you looked at yours?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
I've never looked at my own butthole.
Really?
Yeah. I've looked at my own vagina, but I've never, like...
You've never been curious?
No.
You've never taken a spread butt picture for a guy?
No.
Really?
No.
What fucking losers are you dating?
I'm just like, well, I don't know. No one's ever asked me to spread my butt. And,
really?
Yeah, and I'm like not interested in seeing it that much.
Wow.
But I'll take a look now that we've brought it up.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think we should debut it on the show. That'll be one of
that's
the
actually it. Plot twist.
All right, let's take a look at this butthole.
I think that is an overweight gal.
Let's take a look at this butthole.
That looks like a...
See, that those little hairs... make me think that's a gay guy who shaved his butt and it's growing back in.
No, I
think those are soft little woman hairs.
Yep, those are.
So you're
those
going
are
woman
baby hairs.
You're
I'm going woman. Fat woman.
I always go fat woman. I'm going man.
I'm going
Max.
I'm going man.
Rebecca.
Oh, guess man.
All right, let's see this butt.
Alex.
The anticipation is killing us.
Mm. Please show us whose butt it was.
This is man's butt.
What happened to the picture?
Oh, that's a... Oh, God! Make it go away!
Oh, that's like a halal guy.
Yeah.
What is that? That looks like... I don't know.
It looks like Guy Branum's ass.
That is
it looks like a dumpling.
Yeah, no, it looks like the guy that asked you if you want salt, pepper, ketchup.
What's going on? This gave me no answers. What is this?
That is a man's
butt. It's a man.
Yeah. Can you tell by how flat the butt is?
You could tell by the fingernails to me.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I didn't even think of that. The fingernails. And yeah, that's like That's what I have, like a Hank Hill butt. Like there's a lack of butt.
Yours does that at the bottom?
No. I mean just the lack of butt.
Oh. Well, it's weird how like far down the pink goes.
Yeah, that's alarming.
That's because he pulled it too wide.
Yeah, but like candle wax dripping.
Yeah,
it's... I feel like you don't even want to look at the butthole.
You're painting such a vivid image.
Yeah. Well, so all right, we got three right over here. Two people who need to learn a little more about their bees.
I know.
Let's see the next butthole.
Oh. I can't. I'm done.
Is that one of the marbles from Squid Game?
That looks like a tadpole egg.
Yeah, right, Alex.
For the people listening, this has something in it, which I'm going to assume is the end of a butt plug, and I'm going to hope is the end of a butt plug. But it is a very clean, not hairy butt. Not a lot of discoloration, a very solid yellow. If you look at it at the side, it kind of looks like the eye of a doll.
Yeah. You're right!
Dude, that is a baby doll eye.
That is a baby doll eye. Alex, you've done it again, you little trickster.
If you're trying to fool us and that is a Cabbage Patch Kid's eye, I would not be surprised.
Is this a gaping hole and we're looking into the abyss?
No, because there I'm is upset. In fact something in the hole. There's a butt plug in it.
Alex, that doesn't.
I just wanted to throw you guys a curveball.
It looks like a close up of Chucky.
Why did I come in here?
So let's get guesses around the table. I'm gonna go.
You like that?
Trans.
I'm gonna go gal.
You're going gal. Kim.
I have to go trans on this.
Wow.
Who are you, Ian?
It's the only butthole I've never
I think it's
seen.
Gonna be a trick. I think it is a doll.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to go doll.
But if you had a guess.
I think a woman.
Rebecca?
I'll guess male.
Okay.
Ooh.
Around the table, let's see whatever the fuck this is.
What, this show or this?
Oh, it's a guy. It's a trans.
It is trans.
That's a trans.
What? I bet that's Natalie Mars.
I don't know her name. Oh. I'm sorry.
Now, question. Is that a butt plug or is that something that there's more of and they're going to be coming out?
Oh, what are those, like, dragon dildos? Have you heard of that?
It's boba. It's Bobutt.
Well, that was a lot. But as a nice, big, greasy ass,
yeah.
If you're into that sort of thing, Zach.
It's a Thai tea boy with some boba.
A low T boy.
All right, let's see the next one. How we do? So
we'll do one more. Right.
What? So we'll we're yeah, we'll do one more. But I think we're all at one.
No, so far Zach's in the lead.
Whoa,
Kim,
this is like
no, Kim Max. What did I say?
Yeah.
You said male and trans.
Did I?
Yeah. And then Max, Becca, and Kim each have 1 point, and Ian is not on the board yet.
Zach's a serious businessman. He's getting all his buttholes mixed up in his past shows.
Sorry, it's just that they all blur together. All right, let's do one more because I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. Whoa,
we're all uncomfortable.
I think I see Christ.
Oh my God.
So for people, this is a very hairy one.
That looks like a lobster.
And
I know what's going on.
It's
here.
A bit of a pucker, and I'm gonna throw it out in the lead. That's
Russian
an Eastern
woman.
European woman.
Yep.
That is. If we've seen enough buttholes on this show.
That's an Eastern Bloc butt.
To know fucking, that is.
Yep.
That is the granddaughter of somebody that stood on a bread line. Who is making her money the old-fashioned way. And if I know.
That asshole's had a French braid in it.
Yes.
That's
hair is to keep warm in Siberia.
Kim?
That's absolutely a woman's asshole.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm in with you guys.
Yeah.
Max?
I'm going to go against the group. I'm going to say man.
Ooh.
Rebecca?
Wow. I'll go woman.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh! All right.
Wow.
I was wrong. Okay. Before we even get to this guy's asshole.
The taint length?
Show that nipple. Look at the hair. The wreath of hair.
That's how my nipples are.
Really?
I have a little halo.
Wait, can we zoom out again real quick?
See?
No, not that bad.
No?
No, that's very pronounced.
Although it is hairy, it all looks very clean. I'll say that.
Yeah.
It looks so
It all looks clean.
Well, we look at how that was. So Max was right, right?
Yeah, I said man.
Damn. Yeah. Max and Zach are tied.
So you know what? I will concede that this is a tie.
Okay.
And you and I, Max, are the kings of the butthole today.
I'm good with that.
Kings of the butthole. Kings of the butthole. Yeah. Kings of the butthole. Yeah,
it's my gang that never got off the ground.
This is Zach's West Side Story.
K-O-T-B, baby.
Oh, fuck.
All right, let's get one more story and get out of here.
Yeah.
Anything you're particularly interested in, Ian? Since I picked the first note.
I like
trannies.
Yes. Playboy. Here, Kim, do you like any?
Any of these stories?
Yeah, let's look at that. Let's just look at Playboy.
Oh, yeah. Playboy put a gay man on their cover for the first time.
Uh-huh. Finally putting the boy in Playboy.
You know, it's funny. It's like after they were like, we're not doing pictures anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, one more. Yeah. We really wanted to get this one out.
One more for the road.
Oh, wow. Brett Rockman. He's from TikTok. He's a TikTok guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I read that he was like, I'm doing this for people of color and queer people. And it's like, Playboy's had black women in their fucking mat. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't understand the... It just seems like a troll job to me, because like, what isn't is Playboy too... But there's no more pictures, right? Is it just articles?
Yeah, I think so.
So what is the... Is there an article that goes along with this? Like, what was the intention?
Trying to sell bunny suits for Halloween? I don't know.
That wasn't Playboy. It was just a costume at Spirit Halloween.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. It's rough.
Is there an article that goes along with that, Alex?
You know, it was just the Twitter thread of that, but, like, I'm assuming that the intention is just... I mean, everybody is just trying to be so inclusive.
Yeah.
And I think they're like, since this never happened, even though we don't do pictures anymore, right, let's give them this once.
What?
Dude. All right, if you want to see what a spread for a guy is supposed to look like, could you please show us, what's the singer Typo Negative's name again?
Pete Steele.
Could you show us Peter Steele when he was in Playgirl?
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
If we're going to objectify a man.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, start your pussies.
We should. I believe.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
I believe we should objectify all sexes.
Oh, wow. Now me and Kim are making noises.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
That's how we speak. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom.
Hong Kong. Pull over, Puerto Rican spick. What? I thought that was part of the thing.
Rebecca, why did you say that?
You're good. Is this it?
Look at that. So this oh my God.
Peter Steele.
Hog. I thought it'd be much hairier.
I forgot that it had Playboy had pussy in it. Like, I.
It was, but barely. I think the first nudie magazine I saw was a Playboy.
Mine was Beaver Hunt.
Was it called Beaver Hunt?
Yeah.
No way.
Where'd you find it? Somebody have it?
It was this kid. It was his dad's.
Was it old?
Yes, it was a stash of magazines.
Wow.
Yeah. It was Beaver Hunt, Hustler, Penthouse.
My first one
He ended
was...
up going to jail for killing a kid in a DUI, and then his dad committed suicide.
What happened to the magazines?
Brother took too much acid and went insane.
No.
Magazine's still intact.
Family's just be falling apart.
Yeah, and he called me a fag for painting my nails black because I wanted to be the Crow.
Well... Now he's dead.
Yeah. Shows him. Give me your Beaver Hunt.
Wow. Give me your Beaver Hunt.
Yep, there it is.
Wow, Beaver Hunt a few levels down.
Yeah. Beaver Hunt's the dive bar of Playboy.
Beaver Hunt is a PBR of fucking Playboy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny. The magazine is called Beaver Hunt.
It's so much.
That's so much.
Hilarious.
The first thing I ever saw was Sable in Playboy.
Yes.
And Yurito Yamanashi brought it in.
Wow.
He found it in the lobby of his building.
Wow.
And everybody in all the boys in my class took 5 minutes each with it in the bathroom. But I didn't realize everyone else, like I jerked off late in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just looked at it. Oh, like 13, 14. I took a while.
I was a vet.
So I just looked at it. And to this day,
tired.
I was like, why is everybody taking so long to see this picture? And then I realized everyone else was already jerking off by then.
Oh, and you weren't.
Max, what's your first porn you ever saw?
Is it weird that I got different porn magazines from family members?
Oh, well, what happened to you probably is what happened to me. My dad showed me a Penthouse, and I think it was like a Hail Mary. Like, I hope this kid likes something with the vagina. Because he went through it page by page and was like, you like that? You like blondes? And I just remember being nervous and terrified.
Yeah,
and I think it was him like being like, God, I hope this kid's not all the way gay. God, I hope this kid's not all the way gay.
Something titties?
Yeah. Come on.
You feeling something?
Max, what's the first porn you ever saw?
It was online, and I was just, like, typing in different things, and I...
Boobs.
No, I just thought it would be funny. I looked up p.com, and it was just a bunch of women pissing on each other, and I was, like, 8 when I saw that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess, but, no, that makes sense when you're a little kid, you're just looking up naughty words, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just funny. It was, like, poop.com, p.com, and then p.com was, like, a piss site, a piss fetish site.
My first porn movie I saw was Hot Salsa. And I think that's why I'm into brown Latinas.
One of the first pornographic images I ever saw was in middle school, and it was like this porn of a bald dude sticking his whole head in a girl's pussy.
Oh, I saw that. He goes, I'm going to dive right in.
Yeah.
That guy, yeah.
We can probably read into that.
this is dude. Like a Pavlov thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is a Rorschach test for sure.
Yeah.
I saw the Spice Channel and it was like wavy or whatever. And I remember I was like so young and innocent when I saw that the guy was standing like this and it was a shot from behind of a girl on her knees blowing him. And I remember being like, why is she kissing his belly? Like, I couldn't put it together.
The other one was, what was it? HBO's like Real Sex.
You jerking off to the sound of a modem.
I always remember like
Honky for Pee-wee's Playhouse.
You know when you used to connect to the internet and it'd do that sound?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a modem.
Oh.
Kim.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying my uncle's middle name.
Rebecca, you don't have to answer this. You're better than this.
Yeah.
You can if you want, but you're better than this. You don't have to stoop to our level.
I can answer. When I was in like 8th grade, a boy was sending every girl in the class like a picture, and it was a picture of a naked man in a shower.
Oh, wow.
What was your first moving image porn, though?
Moving image?
You know, like a hot one.
With captions.
Yeah. Look at this dance.
I'm going to fuck your ass sides, Allie.
Yeah.
My first talkie.
The first, like, moving one I saw was my family went to Romania, and in the hotel we were in, the channel right before, like, you know when you like get to a hotel and the first thing you do is you flip through every single channel?
Yes.
The channel right before Cartoon Network was just like nonstop porn.
Whoa. That's fun.
Yeah.
And then somehow Impractical Jokers. Oddly, I don't understand how. It's just like whenever you're in a hotel room, it's all the fun.
Yep. In this challenge, you're going to get your sister unstuck.
I mean, that's what a way to call the episode.
Phenomenal. Thank you. I want to thank our guests, Rebecca, Max, Kim. Thank you for joining us
thank
for the
you
end
guys
of the episode.
So much.
Yes. A lot of fun. Appreciate you guys very much for being here. Please check out everybody on social media. Check out their dates. Go see them do stand up. And this is Zach for now on behalf of everybody saying bye, guys.